It appears that holiday shopping is up this year. Many people are spending more. Many people, not all people. For many unemployed people, shopping means scaling back. From Sacramento, Kelly Weiss reports.
12-year-old Lily Quevedo has a Christmas wish that would make most parents pull out the holiday budget calculator.
I'm hoping for a Xbox Kinect.
But Quevedo's unemployed mom, Gisela Nakatani of Sacramento, says buying an expensive video game system just doesn't fit into the holiday calculations.
Kids are always excited about what they're going to get in Christmas, but they have to understand that right now is a difficult time, so I think she's okay with that.
Her husband has a job, but Nakatani says she lost hers at a local school district 6 months ago, and she's halfway through her unemployment benefits. Today, she's with her daughter looking for thrifty gifts at a craft store. Nakatani wants to make a Christmas wreath for her sister.
But I think it's the cheapest way. I was looking at actually the real prices for already made wreaths. They're very expensive, and I think using some coupons and some sales, I think I will spend less money than buy a new one.
After half an hour in the store, Nakatani emerges with a couple of bags smiling. She spent about $30 and says everything was half off.
There's some flowers. These are like $1. And then we got some ribbon and more ornaments.
Making gifts is one cost-saving option this year, according to Olivier Roubel. He is a professor of marketing at the University of California, Davis. He says many people without jobs are also changing how and where they spend their money.
They might decide to buy less electronics, for example, less TVs. They might decide to shop at different locations, for example, Walmart instead of Bloomingdale's or Nordstrom.
Roubel says online bargain shopping is another option, but he says a tight credit market could hamper big-ticket purchases.
When you want to buy a good for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for whatever you want, it's going to be like slightly more difficult for you because you don't have access to the money to do it.
Roubel says many people out of work have maxed out their credit cards and can't get new ones to buy presents. And while he says that's not necessarily a bad thing, it can put even more stress on families.
Let's put it that way. You've been unemployed for 6 months, and you see the holiday season's coming up, and you see that you cannot afford the gift that you are expecting to give to your kids. That doesn't make you feel very good about yourself.
Absolutely, unequivocally, no gifts.
That's Misty Boren in Sacramento. She's not getting wrapped up in gift-giving this season. She lost her job in the mortgage industry 2 years ago and has been unemployed since. Luckily, her husband still has a job because her unemployment benefits have run out. Boren says she's using the money she saved for Christmas presents to help pay for her daughter's wedding instead.
Well, it's just people spend a whole bunch of money on junk, and we end up with a jungle full of unwrapped presents. People don't even know which present's theirs, and it's just ridiculous, you know.
Ann Bourne says the tough economy is making her rethink what a meaningful gift might be.
Why not make a gift coupon and say, you know, I'll come over your house and cook you dinner and clean your kitchen for you one night. You know, I would love for somebody to come over and do that for me. Love it.
Holiday sales projections for the entire market are up about 2% from last year, but that spending bump is unlikely to come from the unemployed. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.